Hello and welcome to Your Average Podcast. I'm Ant, along with the Lovable Panda and the cynic himself, Luis Ortiz. Together we talk about anything and everything. So stay tuned, you might like what you hear. Alright. Well, welcome ladies and gentlemen. Bienvenidos. Greetings and salutations. So, what's on the topic today?
I don't know, bro. Maybe... Let's talk Endgame today.
Endgame?
Let's talk fucking Endgame.
Oh my god, here we go. Did you like it?
I loved it, but first of all, if you guys haven't watched Endgame, just catch the next episode.
No. Even the directors have already came out and said, if you have any spoilers, it doesn't even matter anymore. It's already been 2 weeks. It's almost been 3 weeks already. If people out there haven't seen Endgame yet, it's too late, man. It's too late. Your ears aren't gonna be the same after this episode.
Sorry, Billy.
So things that you liked, things that you didn't like, anything that you didn't like. Well, you say you liked it, right?
Hell yeah.
Okay, what didn't you like from the Endgame? If you had to pick and choose one thing.
Shit, bro. I mean, I don't know, just the way they set up the whole Supernova or Nova, what's her name?
Captain Marvel?
No. The robot chick.
Nebula. The blue girl.
Yeah, Nebula. Like, you can see that a mile away once she went back and they're like, oh, the memory, but it's not her memory. I was like, ah.
Well, I mean...
this chick is gonna, like, backstab him.
And see, the thing that I had noticed on that Endgame is that the time travel was really, really loosely. Like, it was like, you either had to,
No, you mean the time heist.
Time heist?
Yeah. My boy Scott Lang, he came up with the time heist.
Bro, and just to be clear, the real MVP of Endgame is not Iron Man. It's not Iron Man. You know who that real MVP is? I'll take that silence as a no. It's the rat! The rat who turned on the device to bring Scott Lang back, who actually... got this whole gear in motion.
Oh my god, it's the freaking rat.
It's the rat, bro. The rat is the one who brought Scott Lang back. He's the one who brought Ant-Man back. If it wasn't for that damn rat being born, thankfully he wasn't cooked into any sort of Chinese dish or anything. But he was alive. He was there, bro. He was there. He was living his best life, bro. And he pretty much saved the world. Now... of course, it's a movie. I mean, chances of that happening is... I don't know. Well, you know what? Wait a minute.
It took 5 years.
It took 5 years for that rat to birth and...
just to get to that point in time.
It took 5 years for that rat to get there. Anyways, the movie itself, I thought it was really, really good. I think it had a really good closing on the... all the years that Marvel put out these movies, like, what was it, 10 years of Marvel movies?
I think that's what they were saying. It was 10 years to the build-up of Endgame.
10 years of Marvel movies all, like, systematically ended in one movie, which was I thought was really great. The only thing that I could change is that I really hated the fact that Thanos... I mean, look, check this out. In Infinity War, Thanos with the Infinity Gauntlet, he was invincible. Like, there was no one who could really go toe-to-toe, not even the Hulk. The Hulk got his ass whooped.
Yeah, but then again, the Hulk didn't, like, really show up.
Well, yeah, I was talking about Infinity War, though. In Infinity War, I mean, he kind of went toe-to-toe with Thanos, even with Thanos having the Infinity Gauntlet. But in Endgame, Thanos didn't even have the Infinity Gauntlet. I'm sorry, my dog is like...
he's doing the worm!
He's doing the worm all over the floor. He's like, I've never been in here before. I'm hanging with the big boys. Anyways. No, what I'm saying is that even though Thanos didn't have the gauntlet in Endgame, he still was a formidable opponent.
Shit. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, and he went toe-to-toe with Iron Man, Thor... who else? Iron Man, Thor.
Captain America.
And Captain America. Yeah, Captain America. And he was holding his own. I just couldn't get that.
Sometimes it was both of them at once.
Well, that's what she said.
Oh, damn it.
Cool. That's cool. I just didn't like the fact that even though he didn't have any Infinity Gauntlet, he was still pretty powerful in the aspect he didn't even have the Infinity Gauntlet. And then when he did have the Infinity Gauntlet, well, he only had it for what, 0.2 seconds, 0.3 seconds? But, and then Captain America's shield broke. It got broken with a sword. I thought vibranium was supposed to be unbreakable.
Well, what was the sword made of?
I don't know.
Well, if Thanos was from space, I'm pretty sure in some other planet there had to be a more dense, more coarse, probably 3-10 times, who knows how many times,
you know what I call that?
Out there.
You know what I call that? Lazy writing.
I mean, I guess, but I mean, that vibranium,
yeah,
is a
the strongest steel known to
known to man, exactly, known to Earth.
My bad. I'm sorry.
And Thanos has what, the destroyer of planets, or what was it? What is he called?
This destroyer of planets. I wouldn't say the devourer of planets because that's actually Galactus's name. The devourer of planets. He actually eats planets, apparently. You can see it in the shitty remake of the Fantastic Four and Silver Surfer, where you actually see Galactus, quote unquote Galactus, which I don't even think is a real good form of him. He's just like a black mass that devours planets. I want to see the purple. Actually, I want to see the 30 shades of purple Galactus that I see in the comic books onto the big screen. That's what I want to see.
So yeah, man, maybe that's the fluke in that system right there. Vibranium is the strongest metal material known to man, planet Earth. So the sword, wherever he got it from, I'm sure there's better materials out there, stronger materials. So
what was your reaction when Captain America got Thor's hammer?
Well, I mean, I have background in comic books and shit like that, so I knew it was a possibility. If it was gonna appear here or in another installment,
Did you see the part in Age of Ultron where Captain America almost picked up the hammer, where it kind of budged very, very slightly, and Thor actually saw it, and he was like, oh, shit. He gave me that kind of like, oh, whoa, wait a minute kind of expression on his face.
Yeah.
And then for him to say, like, oh, I knew he could do it. You know, that's another thing right there. That's the thing I have an issue with. Captain America was able to pick up Mjolnir, which is Thor hammer. Thor's hammer, for you guys that don't know, who are not nerds like us. But he was able to pick it up, and from what it's told, whoever possesses the hammer of Thor, whoever is able to lift up the hammer of Thor, possesses the power of Thor. I saw the lightning fall down, I saw this fall down, but I really wanted to see Ragnarok Thor and not Endgame Thor. Because in Ragnarok, I guess he gets knocked out so bad or unconscious that he actually goes and sees his father in his knockout vision or whatever, and he says, I didn't know that the hammer gave you the power. You yourself were powerful. Why are you relying all your energy on the hammer itself? So I wanted to see more of a Ragnarok Thor and an Endgame Thor, because what it tells me is that Thor's more powerful even without Mjolnir, the hammer. Why didn't we see that one? Why didn't we see that version? I mean, obviously he gained a few pounds. he was a big Lebowski Thor, but I mean, all in all, I thought I wanted to see a little bit more. Like, I'm super more powerful than Thanos regular. Maybe Thanos was younger. I mean, it was what, 2014 compared to 2018, I guess. The time frame is.
Oh, that's another point. Well, also you got a Fortnite Thor.
What was the name of the guy? New Master 69?
Something like that.
You ever play Fortnite?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, are you a fan of... Yeah, you really, really like Fortnite?
I fuck with it.
I'm more of a Call of Duty guy myself.
Call of Booty.
Yeah, well, ever since they got rid of... ever since they started doing, like, jetpacks and armor for soldiers, kind of, I just lost interest. I didn't
Advanced Warfare?
Yeah, exactly. Advanced Warfare. Take me back to World at War Call of Duty. Give me that Call of Duty. I want that 150 points per kill. Nah, give me the 10 points per kill guy. Give me that Call of Duty back. Give me the guy that you actually have to, like, actually shoot people and not have machine gun laser turrets or sharks with laser beams on her head that come out from the sky that actually do something. I'm like, man, no, just give me something that's real. Don't give me something that's realistic. But then I guess that's why they call it futuristic warfare, but that's neither here nor there. So, where do you think the Marvel series is going to go from here? The Endgame's out.
Man, now that Disney's in control of it, there's really no telling.
How do you feel about Disney buying, and I believe it was Fox. How do you feel about Disney having the rights to X-Men and all these other real notable Marvel characters?
I mean, we'll just have to wait and see.
You think they're being Hugh Jackman back to be Wolverine?
Ooh.
Think he'll come back for that one?
Maybe. The money's right.
Man, it's all about the Benjamins.
I mean, if the money's right, why not?
That's true. And what about the new X-Men that they have now? The, what's that actor's name? The one who plays, Professor X.
Professor Xavier? Dude from Split?
The young guy? Yeah, the Split guy, man.
I honestly think he does a good one.
I love him as Professor X. Yeah, he's the best.
He's a good stick. He's a good fit.
I don't like the guy from Star Trek. I thought he was too stiff.
Oh, the bald dude?
Yeah.
This guy's bald too.
Well, they're both bald, man. They're both bald.
Yeah, but the guy for Split, I think during Endgame they had like a little trailer for, what is it, Dark Phoenix?
Yeah, Dark Phoenix. Sansa! Oh, you don't watch Game of Thrones, huh?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's another topic. We're not going to get into Game of Thrones yet, but the character who plays Sansa... I'm sorry, the actor who plays Sansa...
Coffee Cup Gate, bro.
Coffee Cup... Hey, they got a lot of money from that little free advertising Starbucks did.
I don't think there was a Starbucks logo on it from the stuff I saw, like, on social
media. Everyone who saw that automatically identified that as a Starbucks guy. I mean, I don't think anybody from, like, the drip coffee or what other these barista coffee mediocre companies have. They don't have anything on Starbucks.
Why you gotta call out my customer, bro?
I'm just saying, man. I mean, you just gotta look at it this way. You got like free advertisement. It's a hit TV show. You got sexy actors, actresses. I mean. You got Khaleesi, Emilia Clarke, you got Missandei, the one who just got her head chopped off. I'm giving out spoilers, so whoever hasn't watched Game of Thrones. But anyway, back to Marvel.
You took a spoiler.
Back to Marvel. What I'm trying to say is that I think that their future is almost...
It's guaranteed,
limitless.
Bro.
It's guaranteed and it's limitless. So now... I think that we're going to get our next phase. I think it's Marvel Phase 4, Phase 5, with the new Spider-Man movie. Who do you think is prime enough to take up the Iron Man mantle now that Iron Man's dead?
Just given off the previews that they've... The cinematic previews from, I guess, the upcoming Spider-Man movie, it's kind of barking up the tree, scratching the ear on the dog that Peter Parker's probably going to be... the next Iron Man, and I'm thinking that's when they're probably going to introduce Miles Morales into the Spider-Man.
Miles Morales, wow.
Because in every other comic book that I've read from Spider-Man, I'm not too, you know, I'm not like Scott, who knows the ins and outs, but like...
Who's Scott?
White Boy Scott?
What?
Scott from Sid's House?
Oh, okay. Scott is a coworker of ours who's an absolute comic book nerd. He knows everything about comic books. Anyway, go on.
So as far as I know, it's always been Peter Parker. And here recently, I was like, Miles Morales. So maybe transitioning...
From the
comic
anime
book
series.
Yeah.
And he's also in that new anime series called Enter the Spider-Verse, where Miles Morales is the main character. Learning the ins and outs from...
Old man
Peter Parker.
That's the only thing I could think of. They migrate Tom Holland to Iron Man. Because technically, it's really just a suit. I mean, he's, what, supposedly real, real smart as well. So that would be the best fit. He just takes over the suit, hands down his suit to Miles Morales and like just start scripting their own timeline from there. I mean,
what do you think about Shuri, Black Panther's sister, the one who's the whiz of all the Wakanda? I mean,
the one with the rings on her neck.
Yeah, I guess the one who has like the tiger or the panther blasters on her arms. I mean, apparently from which one was Infinity War? From Infinity War, she seemed like she was smarter than even Bruce Banner. Do you think that she could have some sort of like major role going forward as far as a superhero?
I don't think so, because technically isn't Wakanda like in its own like spectral plane?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't, unless something horribly wrong goes down, I don't think she'll come into play.
You don't see her as the next Iron Man.
I mean, that would be crazy.
Iron Woman, if we're being
political. Well, that technically would be Stark's wife. Which she did a...
Gwyneth Paltrow? I don't think Gwyneth Paltrow's going to stay around. And honestly, in the movie, she was actually called... Her superhero name was actually called Rescue. I don't see her taking up the mantle for Tony. Maybe not in the Spider-Man movie, but maybe like in, I don't know, somewhere down the line, like the Doctor Strange Part 2. Maybe you see a grown-up Morgan and she takes up the mantle of Tony, of the new Iron Man. But there was a little Easter egg in Endgame where you actually saw the little kid from Iron Man 3.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And he was all grown up. Well, if he was as smart as Tony saw him as, I would see him more as an Iron Man, new Iron Man coming into the play. I would love to see that because I'd be like, wow, he didn't really officially pass the torch to him, but he gave him the tools to build his own suit, maybe take up the mantle, you know, being that guy, the leader of the Avengers, eventually.
I mean, but, like, at that point, I just the storyline is so crazy now. We got, you know, what is it, Falcon? As the new Captain America.
Yeah.
We lost Black Widow, which...
Yeah, sad.
Which, in Endgame, she was the one keeping... You know, what is it, Avengers Tower up and running?
Yeah.
And we also got, if we didn't already lose, we're going to lose Chris Evans as old Captain America because he could probably drop dead
maybe,
anytime.
I think maybe Chris Evans, like the old Captain America, I think maybe he'll be like more of a cameo kind of guy. Like he'll pop his head in every once in a while on an Avengers, like on an Avengers thing. Like, you know, actually, maybe. I know it's going to sound far-fetched, but maybe he's going to be the new Stan Lee of things. Like, you know how Stan Lee always gave those little smart little remarks or, you know, little things here and there in the movies, whatever? What if Chris Evans, like, what if old man Cap started giving those little smart remarks and decided to, like, hey, well, it's going to be a little something I'm going to throw in there to help the team out or maybe give them a few ideas here and there to the new Avengers? Because eventually, I want to say that the Marvel's gonna bring out new Avengers, like the new Avenger team. Because right now, the Avengers right now are pretty much torn from their two main leaders. I mean, Captain America's gone.
Captain America's old.
Yep.
I don't see Peter Parker being the leader, not just yet.
Nah, he's still a teenager kid. But that's what I'm saying about the whole. I'm kind of having a little faith on the Doctor Strange Part 2, maybe. There's going to be, and I hope, honestly, I really hope that eventually, maybe in the Spider-Man movie, there's going to show the new villain, the new main villain that, you know, like a Thanos, maybe worse of the Thanos. Maybe that's going to, you know, how do I say it, springboard us into the next new generation of Avengers.
I mean, well, who's going to be the next enemy?
I would say Galactus is still, we haven't seen an actual Galactus yet. We haven't seen the real version of Galactus. The villain that was in Doctor Strange Part 1, I believe his name was Dormammu. We haven't seen that guy back. I mean, he could come back. He was you know, cosmic being of, I don't even know what he's capable of. I haven't dissected him, whatever he's capable of, his powers. We can see him. What else is, I mean, there's a lot of Marvel villains out there that could potentially come back, that could potentially threaten existence and whatnot. Like, I want to see a little like Thanos. There's a whole bunch of villains out there. I mean, we could see what could happen.
I mean, what would be interesting, at least for like a mini movie or something, or just a single installment, like for a while, in the comic book world, Venom had the Venomverse, where basically the symbiote was taking over like Avengers. So it was like the Venom version of Captain America, the Venom version of Deadpool and stuff like that.
That'd be awesome.
Like, that'd be really, really awesome. It's like,
that's another thing too, man. Like, Deadpool is such a, in itself, its own, like, in its own character, is such an established character already, that just adding him to either the X-Men, the Fox version of X-Men, or the Marvel version of Avengers, I mean, just adding him would just, I think that would be interesting. But the only thing is that, obviously, Disney has its certain rules of, like, how much cussing it can have, how much, you know, nasty stuff they can say, you know, for Disney, because it's, you know, Disney, mainly for kids or whatnot. But you gotta respect that Deadpool in itself is his own character, can pretty much carry the load himself. And just adding him to another huge team, like a real team, not the, what did he name his team? The X-Force.
And they all end up dying.
And they all die. Okay. Well, if he could be added on to like the event, like the new Avengers with Spider-Man, I mean, can you imagine Deadpool?
No, because Deadpool, like in the comic book and the movie portrayal, he's supposed to be a dick. So I can imagine, at least in the comic book world, Deadpool and Spider-Man don't really get along. So I can imagine, like.
So you're saying he's a one man?
No, like Spider-Man swinging around somewhere, and then Deadpool just cuts his fucking web.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, can you imagine, like, you know, Spider-Man's out there swinging, like, oh, nah, 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 nah. And then Deadpool's got there with some scissors and just, like, snip. And he falls as a joke. And then, you know, just does crazy shit. Just does Deadpool stuff. I can see that. I could definitely see that.
I mean, who knows? With Disney taking over, Deadpool could be done.
Deadpool made too much money to be done. I'm looking forward to Deadpool 3. I mean, you know, and a part of me just wants to see Deadpool. I don't want to see Deadpool teaming up with Spider-Man. I don't want to see Deadpool teaming up with the Winter Soldier or something. Well, man, that might be pretty cool, but still, I would like to see Deadpool as Deadpool. If they want to add a couple of X-Men guys in there, more X-Men besides Colossus and what's that girl's name? Negasonic Warhead, the longest name ever. If they want to add that, I think I see that.
I mean, yeah, a point. There's just so many ways they can go about it. Basically, it's wait and see. So, did you see that they're going to come out with the collection series for this whole Infinity Gauntlet thing?
Yeah, the Infinity Saga.
Yeah. What do you think will be the price for that?
Probably like $150.
Keep in mind, so there's the regular DVD box set, there's the Blu-ray box set, and then there's a Blu-ray
4K
and digital box set, and then you have the 4K box set.
I'll go for the cheapest one they have. That's pretty much. I would like to get it just for looks. I probably wouldn't even open up any of the movies or anything. I'll probably just get it just for looks. See, there you go. Back to that thing. So, the Infinity Saga. That's all about the Infinity War, right? Infinity Gauntlet. The Infinity Stones, right? So, the next step for Marvel, and this is how Marvel is just a cash cow. You have one set that could potentially, that is the Infinity Saga. That's all about the Infinity Gauntlet. Then you have another set that's probably the Galactus Saga or something like that. Then you have another set that's something else. At the end of another set, something else. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. And as a Marvel fan, it just has me really excited about where they could actually go from here. Like, I know they said that from here on out, they're not going to deal with the Infinity Stones anymore. They're not going to, you know, that's dead. Like, that's gone. Like, there's no more going to be Infinity Stones. Maybe down the line they might, but for the most part, I think they're going to be done with the Infinity Stones.
In Spider-Man, in the preview, whoever that guy is, the green dude?
Mysterio?
Him.
Yeah.
He said whenever Captain America went to return the stones that by him becoming old, he fucked up a timeline. And that's...
That's
how Nick Fury played into it and all that. From what I understood from the little preview, I remember him saying that...
I think he said
messed up the timeline
after the snap. And I don't know what snap it was. It could have been the Thanos snap. It could have been Hulk snap or Iron Man snap. That something messed up with the universes and they torn between each universe and whatnot. Going into now, here's another thing too, is that when you start messing with all these interdimensional or multi-universe kind of things, there's a character by the name of I want to say the Watcher, who watches over every universe, every multiverse there is, and makes sure that everyone is balanced. Everyone is like, okay, nothing's gonna happen over here, nothing's gonna happen over here. Everything seems pretty balanced and whatnot. Once you start seeing this universe colliding or universes becoming intertwined, you start like, hey, well, hold on, wait a minute, I gotta go in there and set everything straight. I'm not saying that the Watcher is going to be the main villain. I'm saying that the Watcher has friends. Those friends, the Eternals, which would be the Marvel character called Eternity, could play a part. Which is, the Eternity is like pretty much Eternity. It's just stars in space. And actually, the Eternity actually made its debut in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, where... what's his name? Star-Lord's dad said, like, hey, I am a god. He's like, wow, you're a god? He's like, well, little g, not capital G, little g. So you're saying that there are bigger entities, bigger than this guy, and this guy is pretty much made his entire planet. So you're saying that there's another guy out there, or multiple people out there that are bigger than he is, that could, like I said, threaten the entire existence of the universe if something deems it wrong or not right. You know, we gotta balance everything out. So that's what I'm saying, is like, where Marvel's going now is gonna be totally more than what we had in, you know, Iron Man 1, where you're just fighting a bad guy who wants more power.
Well, I mean, basically it's basically just gonna be like, just wait and see, cause like, the theories on the internet, Ant-Man's gonna go up the butt.
What?
Yeah, those were the theories. They're like, Ant-Man's gonna be the hero. He's gonna shrink down, and
whose butt is he gonna go under?
Thanos.
Thanos is dead.
No, like, that was the theory for Endgame, that Ant-Man was gonna be the hero. Ant-Man's gonna shrink down, and then turn into extra large Ant-Man and literally kill him from the inside.
So pretty much, him going his butt and just cause a huge, like, a colonoscopy that went very badly wrong.
Well, like, it was such a popular theory that even Paul Rudd acknowledged it in some interview.
That it wasn't gonna happen, or it wasn't gonna happen?
That he heard that was a theory.
Oh.
That Ant-Man was gonna go up Thanos' rectum.
Well, Ant-Man did cause Iron Man to have a mini heart attack.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he did. He did cause him. One of the funniest moments I saw in Infinity War was, or it wasn't Infinity War.
Does anybody see an ugly brown man?
Oh, yeah, it was that was an awesome moment. But the one part that I did like it was in Civil War, where Ant-Man shrunk down. He was flying on one of Hawkeye's arrows, and Iron Man obviously caught it, and Ant-Man jumped off the arrow and slid into Iron Man's DM, his armor, and pretty much was causing havoc in his armor.
Oh, and it gets flooded.
And it gets flooded. And Iron Man was like, who is talking to me? And Ant-Man's like, this is your conscience. We haven't talked in a while. I thought that was one of the funniest moments in the movie. It was awesome.
I don't know, man. Endgame was just a tearjerker for me.
Endgame was a good one, and I gotta say that as much stuff that they put into that movie, crammed it all into just 3 hours. Honestly, man, everybody was complaining about 3 hours. Oh, man, that's a long movie. Man,
imagine the special features on the end game, like all the cut scenes, like maybe an alternative ending.
Deleted scenes, solid. Yeah, I could see that. I could definitely see that. And that would probably be one of the only movies that I would actually open up. I think, honestly, my favorite Iron Man movie was actually Iron Man 3. And the reason behind that movie was because Iron Man didn't have, for the most of the movie, he didn't have his suit. So, in terms of that movie, Iron Man just had to be regular Tony Stark. And it taught Tony that just because you don't have the Iron Man suit doesn't mean you're not Iron Man. The whole movie had taught him that. And actually, in Spider-Man Homecoming, that's what he was trying to teach Peter Parker, that just because you have the suit doesn't make you any better than who you were yourself. Like, you're Spider-Man regardless of the suit. And that's what I like from Iron Man 3, is because it taught him that I'm still who I am even without my, you know, capabilities and whatnot.
I mean, well, shit, isn't fucking Iron Man technically the Batman of Marvel? He doesn't really have any superpowers. It's just the suit.
Here's the thing I like. Here's where I go in comparison of, like, superheroes that I like. My favorite superhero, even before the Marvel movie started happening, was always Captain America. And the reason why it was always Captain America is because even though he had the super soldier serum, it still only gave him capabilities of doing things that were still to the limit of human capacity. So, Captain America could lift, you know, like, could bench press, you know, like, 900 or 1,000 pounds? A human being can do that. Or a human being is possible. Like, the possibilities of him are doing that. I didn't find Captain America a actual superhero. I found him a human being who's the best of everyone. Who had the brains, who could, who had the humility in himself, who, he can run fast, but he can only run fast to the potential of the human capability. He wasn't the Flash. He wasn't going to run 900 miles an hour or run Mach 1 or something like that, but he was still just a regular human being. That's who he was before he got the Super Soldier. He was just a regular, scrawny human being. With Iron Man, Iron Man's the same way. Even without the suit, he's still a brilliant, brilliant scientist. He's a billionaire, trillionaire? He's super rich either way. So, in terms, Captain America's out there just in his own. He doesn't have a special suit that could shoot laser beams or fly or do anything like that. He's just who he is.
I'm saying, bro, Ant-Man's my boy, dog.
Who?
Ant-Man. Yeah, Scott Lang, bro.
I think once Ant-Man gets into his own, then he'll be good, too. I think he'll be... Well, he's already kind of good right now. I mean, now he's got his wife or girlfriend back? Wasp?
Yeah.
He's back. I mean, she's back. They're going to form up a team. Hopefully, maybe the daughter, Cassie, since she grew up in the 5 years.
Oh, yeah, that's fucking crazy.
That would trip anybody out. Like, oh, that's your dad. Your dad was dead, and all of a sudden, 5 years later, he shows up. Like, what the hell? I could definitely see her taking up a mantle of an Ant-Man or something like that. All in all, I thought Endgame was really good. I know a lot of people didn't like it because it was long, but honestly, for me...
It wasn't long enough.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't think it was long enough. I wanted it to be another 2 hours. I wanted to see 2 more hours of fighting and whatnot. And another thing, I'm excited for when it comes out on DVD is I can't wait for the battle, the last battle. You know when Catwoman... It was a straight-up hero moment, man. Captain America just there, battered and bruised, and just shields broken in half, and he's still just like tighten up his fucking strap on his shield, and he was pretty much like, I can do this. You could just read it from his eyes. I can do this all day, bro. Come at me, bro. To Thanos. Against Thanos' entire army. Against his entire army. Captain America was willing to just, you know what? I don't give a shit. I'm gonna fight every single one of these assholes and try to win. And in that moment where you hear the little speaker in the headset go, on your left, a callback to Captain America, Winter Soldier, or was it Winter Soldier? It was Winter Soldier. Where Captain America was just lapping Sam, like, oh man, he's running around the state capitol, which is like, laughing, the Lincoln Memorial, he's laughing him. Oh, on your left, like, come on, man, on your left, come on, dude. and you just hear a little thing, on your left, and all of a sudden, everyone just shows up. The thing that I'm really excited for is just to, like, pause and see all the characters that are there.
Not just that, but, like, whenever Thanos showed up and he came through the portal, and...
On Endgame?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So at that point when he came to the portal, they brought everybody back.
Yep.
It's like, what took them so long to show up?
Well, I mean,
the whole time they were getting their asses handed to each other by a not
Infinity Gauntlet building guy. Yeah. See, and that goes to Maximus.
They're getting their ass handed.
How the hell did Thanos still maintain? He was still, I wouldn't say he was beating them, but he was holding those guys off even without the Infinity Gauntlet. And I know that when he fought the Hulk in Infinity War, he only had one Infinity Stone granted, but I don't think he actually used it against the Hulk. But he was still able to whoop the Hulk's ass even without the Infinity Gauntlet. So I could see that, but I'm talking about, okay, you're just holding off the Hulk. Which, granted, I don't think they really gave him the best respect from the comic books to the movie, especially with the new one. That could be probably tied to the rights that Marvel owns on the Hulk, because they don't owe that much on the Hulk, whatever. But you see him holding off three leaders of the Avengers. You see him holding off Captain America, Thor, and Iron Man. Iron Man has a new suit that's pretty much built to take on Thanos by himself, whatever. Then you have Thor with Mjolnir and Stormbreaker, and they still couldn't hold him off, and still couldn't beat him to a pulp. Still couldn't beat him to the pulp. I mean, come on, bro. You chop the guy's head off once, you gotta do it again.
Well, I mean, like I said, the whole point, I was like, I know you guys are back. Like, where are you? Why is it taking you so long? These guys are, like, about to get fucking murked. And then they come back through Doctor Strange and his people's
sling ring.
Yeah, portals.
It was funny when Peter Parker said, like, yo, man, I got knocked out, man. I was there. And then Doctor Strange was like, come on, bro, we got to go help him.
It's been five years.
He's like, and then he started doing his little whoosh, whoosh, little ring, whatever. And then here we are. That one thought was hilarious, man. I thought that was real funny. That was real awesome.
But I think the only one who, like, legitimately held their own against them was Scarlet Witch.
Oh, dude, she...
That was the only one.
She was the one, like, gunning for the most revenge, bro. She said, you know what, bro? You took everything from me, and I'm about to tear... And honestly, the thing about Scarlet Witch is that she got her powers from the Infinity Stones. So you knew that she was on a level that was maybe even surpassing Thanos with the Infinity Gauntlet. I mean, she held him off. Almost held him off with the in Infinity War. She almost held him off even when he had the Infinity Gauntlet and most of all but one Infinity Stone. She held him off the whole time, and mainly that's probably because she got her powers from an actual Infinity Stone. So it was Infinity Stone versus Infinity Stone. So it was an unstoppable force versus an immovable object kind of circumstance. I thought that she was just gonna rip him in half until he decided to do his little, like, I'm gonna do a volley on everyone here, even my own troops, whatever. I'm gonna shoot everybody, whatever. The next best moment I like from that movie, that scene, was whenever the guns all of a sudden started shooting at the sky.
Wow, that shit sucked.
They're like, what are they shooting at? And, like, something's into our atmosphere.
That shit fucking
sucked.
And
then, boom! Here comes Captain Marvel from the skies and destroying the entire ship. Entire Thanos ship is destroyed. Yeah,
That shit was stupid.
Why?
I don't know, man. I just don't like the person that plays Captain Marvel. That's why? Just all it is.
Brie Larson?
Yeah, just what she said in that one interview.
Oh, man, come on, man.
And then her haircut, and then this whole girl power scene.
Oh, it's girl power, bro. Yeah, it's girl
good,
power, bro.
Good luck trying to get that. How are you going to get that over there? She's not alone. Come on, bro.
I could see. I saw the hidden agenda in that movie, but that's the thing I don't like about. Like I love talking about politics, but keep your politics out of my movies. Keep your politics out of my sports. If you want to talk politics, cool. That's fine. But keep your politics out of my Marvel movies. Keep, you know, just keep it separate. I mean, what if Jesus Christ came down on this thing and saved everybody?
What if you were cooking a burger?
What if you were
your way and Jesus Christ comes out and is like, "Hey, bro, don't flip it yet."
I'm so offended right now.
Are you going to come into my backyard while I'm grilling, about to whoop you up a burger, and you're going to tell me when to flip my patties?
You don't do that. I'm just saying, just keep your politics out of my movies. Keep
hey, man, girl power, bro.
I guess.
I don't know. That shit is just crazy. I don't like that she got casted for that, but I mean, oh well.
Well, she got casted back in like 2014 or 2015, something about that. She was like a good actor on some sort of like movie series, not even movie series, but like some sort of like TV series or something like that. So they Marvel picked her up a long time ago. So who knows what, even if she had these views before that, I don't know, but all I'm saying is like, it was a cool moment, but you could totally, if you weren't, what do you say, hashtag woke, hashtag woke, you couldn't see that, and you were like, oh my god, they're just girls teaming up and taking on, you know, this horde of, like, aliens or something like that somewhere, something like that. I'm like, that's cool, bro, but come on, man, just go at it, just fight. Don't put anything in there, anything extra in there that I don't need.
Yeah, you can tell that was like an undermining agenda. We gotta give all the super girls some...
A moment. It was a short moment. 20-second moment at that. And that's another thing, too. I noticed that almost every main character only had a certain few moments in the movie. And granted, it was because... it was a 3-hour movie, so they had to cram a whole lot of stuff in there to that movie. So...
Boy, Buddha's just climbing on shit.
I'm telling you. He climbs on everything.
So. I'm just saying, man. When are the super pets gonna come out, bro? They ever giving everybody their little piece of the pie?
Super pets? What kind of super pets? Like cats and dogs?
I guess.
Oh, no! You do have a super pet. It's called Cosmo. Cosmo the dog.
Is that from Superman, though?
No, that's from Marvel.
For real?
His name is Cosmo. You saw him in Guardians of the Galaxy 1. He was like a little dog that was in a little space suit.
That's another thing. This fucking idiot, bro.
Who?
Fucking Star-Lord. This all would have ended in fucking... This all would have fucking ended in the first movie.
Well, they needed to make money.
If this fucking idiot would have just stayed in Parks and Rec...
I
wouldn't have had to hold my fucking bladder for 3 hours.
Well, I wasn't rushing during the Tokyo scene because that was kind of boring, but that's cool.
Oh, that was another scene that was kind of weird.
What's that?
Well, how it started with Hawkeye, he lost everything, and then he goes to be a mercenary?
Yeah. How is that a superhero? Like, you're just killing people. Like, you just show up anywhere and you're like, yeah, you're gonna die because you're bad. But I'm killing people because it's gonna bring my family back. And even though I know it's not gonna bring my family back, I'm just gonna kill these people randomly anyway. And then all of a sudden you bring him back with the whole Martha thing. That's when I say the Martha thing, I mean, like, when Batman is about to kill Superman, you know, and all of a sudden Superman, and this is the Batman vs. Superman movie from DC. When Batman's about to kill Superman with a spear, with a kryptonite spear, and Superman says, "Say Martha," and then Batman flips out and is like, Why did you say that name? Why did you say that name? And then all of a sudden they become friends. I'm like, bro, what the hell is that? And I see that both their mom's name was called Martha. Like, come on, bro. That's lazy writing.
What are the odds?
Lazy writing?
It's just, I don't know, man. There's a lot of scenes in that movie where it's just like, what the hell?
Which one?
In Endgame.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's over now. And now you got Marvel Phase 4 coming up.
Is that the actual name?
I don't know. I think that's just what they could. No, that's not the name. Because they did Phase 1, Phase 2, Phase 3. Now they're going to have Phase 4, which is going to be the Spider-Man movie coming out. Far From Home. Spider-Man Far From Home, the new one. With Mysterio.
Mm-hmm.
After that one, I don't know what they're going to do. But I'm pretty sure in the Spider-Man movie, we're going to get a cutscene showing what we're going to see.
Well, that's another thing. At the end of the Marvel movie, you never leave a Marvel movie till the end of the credits.
Sure.
So it's like, I stay to the end of the credits, and I didn't know how long they were. Keep in mind, I was holding my bladder. So I was trying to distract myself by looking at my phone.
You didn't read the internet saying, is there a cutscene at the end?
No.
Okay.
Well, there wasn't a cutscene, was there?
No, there wasn't.
It was just
a guy hammering.
Clanking.
You heard Iron Man hammering his first suit.
But nobody saw that. What if it isn't Iron Man? What if it was that guy, the guy from Game of Thrones, the little short dude that made Stormbreaker?
Wait, what?
What if he's making another?
That could be it too, man. I didn't think of that. That's a pretty good one. I think the reason why I didn't have a cutscene in Endgame was because
you already got 3 hours of it, bro. What else do you want?
I think the reason why I didn't have a cutscene in Endgame was because this is it. Like, this was the movie to end that saga of movies. This was the movie to end Infinity War or Infinity Saga. Now we're going to start fresh with Far From Home, and now we're going to get our cutscenes back and our 3 or 4 cutscenes, whatever they have planned for us. I think from Far From Home, we're going to see either they're going to do Doctor Strange, they're going to do Black Panther 2, The Eternals.
I mean, at this point, they have to do Black Panther 2.
Well, yeah. I mean, here's a...
If they give Ant-Man a 2, they have to give Black Panther a 2.
Well, yeah, I mean, he made a shitload of money on that first movie, man. Shit.
The actor from Black Panther, he was seriously done.
The child.
Saying Wakanda forever and all these photos.
Oh, you're going to have to start it over again. You're going to start saying Wakanda forever for another 6 or 7 months, whatever the time is.
All right, guys, so I guess we're going to call it.
That's Endgame in a nutshell. Stay tuned for our next podcast.
Brought to you by 1.5 Mexicans.
1.5, well, yeah. 1.5 Mexicans. And that should have been our name. Or actually, it would have been 2.5 Mexicans. I don't speak Spanish.
Did we even do an intro?
I don't know.
I don't remember. All right, Billy, take us out.
Take us out. Roof. 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 All right, guys. We'll see you next time.
Fuck off. How long was that?